Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, fellow Sierraleoneans. This now just met Fode Mami Suma. I know say some of you don't hear it, but the Supreme Court ruling way the Supreme Court make today. I want for attempt for explain in Creole in simple terms my own layman understanding of the ruling of the Supreme Court. But before I continue, I want to let you now understand, say, me not a lawyer. I want to explain that disclaimer. However, being somebody we care so much about the laws of Sierra Leone and we're active in the politics of Sierra Leone, it is but expected of me for able for understand certain aspects of the laws of Sierra Leone, particularly the Constitution of Sierra Leone. And the fact that I myself sabi and write, and as long as it is written in English, but I myself go try, be a lawyer or not. So I don't explain that. Now the ruling therefore deal with a lawsuit where one APC agent called David Fona being filed against Honorable Alhaji Dr. Kandekole Yomukela, when the Member of Parliament of Constitution Constituency 062 and the head of the House of Parliament for the NGC party. The man claims, say, Dr. Kandekole Yomukela get dual citizenship. As a result, Dr. Kandekole Yomukela, according to him, not being a right for Lego run as a member of parliament. We obviously mean, say, if you run as a member of, if you not get right for run as a member of parliament, you can't get a right for run as a president. Now, the ruling today, the Supreme Court don't make unclear, say, Dr. Kandekole Yomukela been get right for run as a member of parliament, he been get right for run as a presidential candidate, he get right for run now, and he get right for run tomorrow, ever, in the entire history and life of Sierra Leone. So that lawsuit today, I've been just waiting and called frivolous lawsuit. Now the attempt where the political class been they make for weaponize the laws against them fellow Sierra Leoneans because of politics. So the current Supreme Court don't put an end to that junk lawsuit today. But this same interpretation address certain fundamental issues then our constitution, we get far-reaching implications. We are also one for touch on. There is a Citizenship Act of 2006 where under the leadership of Honorable Dr. Tijani Kaba, may his good soul rest in peace, and through the effort of some of we been the push that one day na the diaspora under the Sierra Leone network, we include people like Olini, Robin Koka, and some of we, Amadou Masale, and some of we able for push that in there and put some draft and push and go now Salon in 2006. They able for pass the law where they give right to Sierra Leoneans and forget dual citizenship. Because there was an act of parliament when a 1973 act of parliament would then call Sierra Leone Citizenship Act, we say if somebody na a Sierra Leonean and you go take citizenship of another country, you automatically don't lose your Sierra Leonean citizenship. So that Citizenship Act we then passed in 2006, now for correct that mistake there and that mistake there where we parliamentarians and we make in 1973. But Minky understand why then go down pass that law they attend in 1973. But the times have changed. So Tijan Kaba, may his good soul rest in peace, be able for push that agenda day 2006 and then fix that problem day. Here comes now our constitution, Article 76, where they explain the right of members, right of Sierra Leoneans them for being members of parliament. But before I get to that, while we understand, say, there are certain rights that we have fundamental right, we have entrenched rights them of every Sierra Leonean. Sierra Leonean by birth, one way in papa and mama na Sierra Leonean, they don't born inside saloon. You automatically, they get the right of you papa in citizenship, and now your mama in citizenship for become a Sierra Leonean. That is an entrenched right. Nobody not get the right for look you ping na your face. Say because you don't get that right there as a Sierra Leonean, then for take the right from you, take the benefit away from you. So I don't understand that. Part of the right where you will get as Sierra Leoneans include so many things, such as the right for vote and right for be voted for. That na entrenched right. Do we understand that? Now, there are three branches of government for the layman, for let we understand. The entire Saloon government na three major branches, then they were each one supposed to get equal power for influence within the happening of the country. Then get the legislative branch, one at the House of Parliament. Now then get the right, the sole right for make laws. And then they write the law and they write any kind of bill where they manage and run the affairs of the country. The executive branch, we're headed by the president. Now then they enforce the law, any law where parliament pass. Now the president in cabinet and the team then they enforce them. But the other branch will get the exclusive right for interpret that law. That now whether the members of parliament they are live old and don't die old and don't pass old, the man way, the body way responsible for interpret that law, now the court judicial system. And the head of that judicial system they then get what they call the Supreme Court, now the highest body within the judicial system, headed by the Chief Justice. When somebody don't win or lost case in a court, it appeal till you go to the Supreme Court. When the Supreme Court don't pass that judgment day, it don't interpret that law day, now final. So what does that mean? With respect to this bill also lawsuit with them file, the Supreme Court also take them for examine the right of Sierra Leoneans them, the entrenched right of Sierra Leoneans them, where every Sierra Leonean get, we get for do with the right for run, and right for let them go vote for you, and for let yourself go vote for other people them. Right for Lego run as a member of parliament, right for Lego run as president, speaker of parliament, or any constitutional right with the government, with the United Scalonian don't get. Now, entrenched right. So, but there is a clause in the current 1991 constitution where give explanation as to which Sierra Leonean then get rights for run as member of parliament. Now, Article 76.1 say anybody where na a Sierra Leonean citizen, actually last start from Article 75 first, we explain the person then we get the right for run as a members of parliament. He say, if you na a citizen of Sierra Leone, that na Article 75A, you get right for run as a member of parliament as long as you know to a naturalized citizen. In this case, then specifically spell them out. As long as you know to a naturalized citizen. Then Article 75A. But if you go to Article 76.1A, it also say, then following people here, then disqualify them from being members of parliament. If somebody is a naturalized citizen of Sierra Leone, you are disqualified from being a member of parliament. Or is a citizen of a country other than Sierra Leone, having become such a citizen voluntarily, or is under a declaration of allegiance. What it means is that if you don't take other citizenship of another country voluntarily, it means you disqualify for become a member of parliament. I want to listen to this part carefully. Now, waiting the current law or in ruling of the Supreme Court say with regards to that particular clause 76.1A, we get the segment where they talk about other citizenship other than Sierra Leonean citizenship. Well, that takes us back to Article, the Act, the Citizenship Act of 2006, where they deal with the entrenched right of Sierra Leoneans. Before you go to 76.1A, we get forget the clear understanding, say, as a Sierra Leonean, you get an entrenched right for vote and be voted for. That right they cannot be infringed upon. So, now let's look at waiting the Supreme Court take into consideration when then they interpret this particular case here against Dr. Kande Koleyomukela on the issue of in dual, alleged dual citizenship. When Supreme Court, when judges then they interpret law, then they take certain factors into consideration. Paramount of them factors, and then are two. Factor number one, then they imagine the frame of mind, the intent of the framers or the makers of that law, the judges, and they begin imagine the people that will make this law. Waiting at the thing we been doing at the mind. Waiting at the thing we been the influence, the judgment where they mean they make this law. That now one aspect the judges and they take into consideration. So then they begin look at the letter, the way they write the law, and begin for imagine waiting at the mindset of the people that we frame the law. That now one major element and aspect way then they take into consideration. The second element or aspect within they take into consideration, waiting at the level of sophistication of the framers of that law day in the term, in the relation to the aspect of law in general, particularly something as sophisticated as the Constitution of Sierra Leone. So then they take them two factors a day into consideration, whether the person is sophisticated enough for understand the intricacies and the implications of certain laws them and the interrelation between clauses within a certain law, and also the frame, right frame of that particular person in that law. Well, according to the Supreme Court then ruling today, they make and clear say they not see any reason why the framers of the 2006 Citizenship Act go pass a law granting Sierra Leoneans the right to dual citizenship at the same time denying them the benefit of that right. Do we understand this clearly? The Supreme Court said today, they don't see any reason why the framers of the law of 2006 Citizenship Act go grant Sierra Leoneans them or restore the entrenched right as Sierra Leonean citizens. Entrenched right means as a citizen of Sierra Leone, now you right way grounded. Way BC, where you get a right today, you get a right for vote, you get a right for let them vote for you. Meaning that you get a right for stand as a parliamentary election anywhere in Salon. So the Supreme Court said they don't see reason why the members of parliament are based on their own understanding of the text and the frame mind of the members of parliament and the limitation of their own understanding of the intricacies of the formulation of laws, especially the constitution of Sierra Leone. They don't see reason why they go grant Sierra Leoneans the dual citizenship right and then take the benefit out of them. So in other words, if they grant Sierra Leoneans the right, the dual citizens' right, it also entrenched in the right way then conferred to them under that citizenship right there. So which means any Sierra Leonean will get dual citizenship. As long as you're not a naturalized citizen of Sierra Leone, you're not an Sierra Leonean by birth, you automatically get the right of the benefit of every right to that citizenship there. Be you a dual citizenship or not. So as they restore the citizenship right of dual citizenship, they automatically restore the benefits therein. So which means a dual citizen of Sierra Leone get the right for contest for any election na Salone, be it parliamentary or presidential election, based on my understanding of the interpretation of the Supreme Court for today. So the question is this. Did Dr. Kande Koloyom Kela lose out by rescinding his American citizenship just so that they're not going to use him against Anna Salone in 2018? We actually 2017 I rescind them. The question is, he did not. And this is the reason why I say so. He did not because the corrupt element of the day, the corrupt element will be in the control of the Supreme Court, because that Supreme Court of 2018-2017 was not the Supreme Court of the people of Sierra Leone. That was the Supreme Court of the corrupt political class of Sierra Leone. So then being ready for allow the political class for weaponize the laws and the constitution against fellow Sierra Leoneans. And that is exactly what was prevailing at the moment. So because of that, Dr. Kande Koloyom Kela was smart as usual. He's always intelligent and smart. For withdraw in citizenship because them for use them as grounds for weaponize them. And waiting them in done ready for weaponize them and even infect them because the Supreme Court was silent, even though they know the right, the truth of that law day, where this current Supreme Court don't clarify for we today. The Supreme Court of Anes Koroma. Now they been get the opportunity for fix that mistake there, but they refuse for Duam. They been silent because they mean they wait for Leonis Kuruma weaponize the law and the constitution of Sierra Leone against his fellow Sierra Leoneans. So because of that, it was right for Dr. Kande Koloyom Kela for rescinding citizenship to your disadvantage. But that's what leaders are all about. These are one of the many sacrifices where Dr. Kande Koloyom Kela don't make for this country. Also, we make it deserve every right for being with president in 2023. So, fellow Sierra Leoneans, the question is it now necessary for let them push the omnibus bill where Dr. Kande Koloyom Kela don't ask for let them present at the House of Parliament? Well, in my opinion, subject to amendment. This is why I say so. Subject to amendment. One, the area of that omnibus bill. When I say omnibus bill, now a bill we get so many different we for make one bill. So, under this omnibus bill, you get three different elements. Then they One, get for deal with the rights of women for being gender balanced. The second one, get for deal with diaspora vote. The third one, get for deal with the Tusim. Now, under the Tusim area, there are two specific elements we may get concerned, where plenty people get concerned with. The first element, the limit Sierra Leoneans them, where this current ruling don't clarify, is the limit we right now for be Speaker of Parliament. And this particular ruling of the Supreme Court not give we any limitation. As long as you know Sierra Leonean by birth, whether you get dual citizenship or not, you get the right for contest for parliamentary election. You also get the right for be a Speaker of Parliament. You also get the right for run as a presidential candidate. If the omnibus bill is not amended, it means it could deny we that right there for be Speaker of Parliament. It could deny we that right there for run for President of Sierra Leone if you get dual citizenship. So subject to amendment, that now one area we may get concerned about now this current omnibus bill. So we need to go back to the drawing board, amend them and clarify. In fact, take that aspect there because the Supreme Court address them already, just for their endorse and normal now follow push them forward. The second one, where a lot of people get issue with, this omnibus bill or certain aspect of the omnibus bill, they give right to naturalized citizens, meaning that Chinese man, Korean man, Syrian man, Lebanese man, or whatever nationality will come up from any country around the world, we can as alone, you can naturalize as a Sierra Leonean. This particular bill go grant and right for Lego run as member of parliament. And when I know say we people them, we get limitations in terms of education, limitations in terms of finances and so many other stuff. So that na area where plenty Sierra Leoneans then get concerned with, where we feel to say there should be a review of the current omnibus bill. Let we refine them to Sierra Leoneans by birth, and also not for limit we for be speakers of parliament, not for limit we for be president when we choose for be based on the ruling where the Supreme Court don't get today. Sierra Leoneans with dual citizenship, as long as you are Sierra Leoneans by birth, you have every right as a full Sierra Leonean for contest and be to vote and be contest for run as a member of parliament, speaker of parliament, president of the Republic of Sierra Leone, and also have the right to vote for any candidate who you want. This is Gismet Fodi Mami Suma, and I thank you for listening. Again, this is my layman interpretation of the ruling of the Supreme Court. For the layman, for Leona go understand them. Thank you very much.